Central Volunteers play right here. Welcome to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network and the Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine pregame show, sponsored in part by Central Alabama Community College, Alta Point Health, Coosa Valley Medical Center, First Bank of Alabama, Clay and Coosa County District Attorney Joe Fickwit, the Law Office of Tyler Sims, Timber Elite Auctions, Toyota of Sylacauga, Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys, Blair Family Farm and Market, Hill Auto Sales, A&E Metal Roofing, Blues Car Wash and Lube, Piggly Wiggly of Lineville and Ashland, Matthews Meat Market, First State Bank, Buddy's Sports Country, First Capital Insurance, Highway 9 Tire, The Drugstore, Coke Foods of Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas District, State Farm Agent Mike Coleman, Southern Cabinet Company, Williams Parts and Supply, Atkinson Homes, Harris Plumbing and Electric, Poultry South, Central Physical Therapy, Integrity Cabinets, Honey's Cafe, Sassy's Convenience Store, Spencer Loveless at Southeastern Land Group, Bama Guns and Outfitters, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority, Clay County Tire and Retreading, Clay County Economic Development Council, Ann's Flowers and Gifts, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ashland Auto Parts, Superior Pest Control, and Bucks Island.
Hey, that's a way to entrance, a good coffin entrance there as we come on here. This is Rusty Thunder, Coach Jerry Weems and Jeremy Carrickers. We've traveled all the way down to Selma, Alabama to take on the Selma Saints here in a big sub-region matchup. We'll start out with the girls' action as we're getting ready for the tip here as the gymnasium here in Selma, Alabama is filling up. Good safe travels down here. The Selma people here being really nice to us, helping us get set up well, Coach. And first, a neat, nice country drive of the way we came through Rockford and Billingsley. And I don't know, we went a bunch of places we had never been.
We sure did. We saw a lot of the state today, the rural areas of Alabama, no doubt about it. But it was beautiful. Drive coming down, and we're here ready for basketball.
Absolutely. Able to do some. Got here early enough to go up, make the ride over by your suggestion, and I'm glad you did. There to the Edmund Pettus Bridge, we made the drive over, which is only a couple miles here from where we're located here at the gymnasium. But, Coach, let's get our focus on basketball as we get ready to get started here. Big game here, but a game that we feel like if our girls play well, they have a really good chance to play right with these Selma Saints.
Well, and you know, our girls coming off a 63-35 loss to Briarwood in the area finals earlier this week. They've had plenty of time to prep, to scout this Selma team, and I'm sure that Coach Bishop will have a tremendous game plan lined up and ready to go today. And, you know, the girls, they just got to bounce off and come back from that game the other night.
We're going to pause for the national anthem.
Around here, storms come and go, and it takes a quality roof to stand the test of time. A&E Metal Roofing has served East Alabama and West Georgia for more than 20 years, providing homes, backyard sheds, and everything in between with metal roofing, siding, and much more. A&E also offers pole barn kits. Locations include Kellyton, Wedowee, and Smith Station. More information is available at aemetalroofing.com. A&E Metal Roofing, quality you can trust, service you can count on.
Whether it's a new build, a teardown, or just clearing out some good old clutter, AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority helps keep things tidy around Clay County. AGL's roll-off containers are available for a variety of cleanup needs. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority also owns and operates a C&D landfill located at 1177 Landfill Road in Ashland. AGL Solid Waste Disposal Authority is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9.
Alta Point Health is hiring in Clay County, Talladega County, and Sylacauga. Current openings include licensed therapists, substance use counselors, LPNs for outpatient offices, and direct support professionals. Some jobs are remote and others don't require experience to get started. Details are available by texting AltaJobs to 97211. AltaPoint Health. Caring is their calling.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here as we've had our national anthem and we are getting ready for our starting lineups as we've just had our volunteers. We'll share those East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups in just a second. But, Coach, first of all, let's go to the A&E Metal Keys to the game. And as they've got the lights turned off, I hope you've got them memorized for the Volunteer Girls.
Well, Dusty, I think some keys today, you know, we've already mentioned one. The Volunteers have got to enter this game. They've got to turn the page and be on a fresh sheet here after that game against Briarwood last Tuesday night. So turn the page, start a new one here today. And then we've got to keep our key players Zakiria Heflin. We've got to keep her out of foul trouble and get a big game for her. And every big game we've won, she's had a good game being the leader. So Zakiria's got to have that good day right here in this afternoon game today. And maybe get some other people to step up on the scoring. Brandy Searcy, you know, had a good game the other day. And Ramiah Billingsley, the leading scorer. So all these girls got to step up in this very important game.
Real quick, let's go to the East Central Alabama Gas starting lineups for our Volunteers. We'll have the normal starters. Number two, Stevie Giddens, an eighth grader. Also another eighth grader, Brandy Searcy. She'll be getting a start. Also, Ramiah Billingsley, the lone senior there. She's starting for the Volunteers. Briar Wheeler, the third eighth grader on the starting lineup for the Volunteers, getting a start. And then Zakiria Heflin, the junior. We get ready for the Cook Foods of Ashland tip, and it is won and controlled by the Selma Saints, I should say. Saints over to number three. That's Carter. Carter, keep in mind, Parker is their key player, and they'll get it in her hands. That is Rodnisha Parker. Parker, guard declares a steal by Heflin, and Heflin lost her dribble, and she gathers it back up. Billingsley looks down low through the hands of Searcy, but Searcy runs down the loose ball. Searcy over to Giddens. Giddens back to Billingsley. Things happening fast. That shot was partially blocked. Let's see if they call it that way. Thought that was partially blocked. It was that. And they're not going to call it that way, but it was clearly blocked and went out of bounds, but the officials did not see it. Selma, we almost take the ball away. We got them tied up. Jump ball, possession area in favor of the Balls. Right now, the pressure of the Lady Balls really affecting the Saints.
Well, you know, that half-court press right there caught them by surprise and created that first turnover right there for the Saints.
Right now, you can tell everybody's geared up for this and fired up. Get things called down, settled down here as the Lady Balls are really working quick offensively. They look to trap offensively, and we're about to turn it over, and we do. The trap calls conflicts there. Over to the Saints. Only one shot been shot so far, and we're at 6:49 to go. In the open court, there's the ball poked away, and it is going to be last touched by the Saints, number 52, and that being Jemiah Blake.
Right now we're in a turnover battle here, both teams. I think every possession in this game so far has ended in a turnover.
Well, the ball shot one basketball that went out of bounds.
Three turnovers for Selma, two right now for Clay Central, so that's five in less than 2 minutes.
6:41 here to go in a Buddy Sports Country opening quarter from a sub-regional game, an opportunity to go to Montgomery and play in the Sweet 16. Open three-pointer here for Brandy Searcy. It's short. Heflin saved it inbound. Searcy goes, gets a good job there by Heflin. Searcy dribbles down in the lane. Runner, no good. Fight for the rebound. The Saints come out with it.
We shot two threes. Both of them have been air balls.
Parker with a basketball. She swings it over to number three, Carter. Carter on the right wing. Carter back there to Parker, and Parker is fouled. That should be on the floor. And it is. And that's going to be on number one. That's not what we need to be seeing, Coach, is Zakir Heflin getting in foul trouble.
We mentioned in one of our A&E keys to the game that we've got to keep her out of foul trouble.
There's a drive to the basket. Shots missed. Stevie Giddens comes out with a rebound. Balls and Searcy on the move up across half court. Looking to trap Searcy. Searcy dribbled right into it. There's going to be a foul.
Yeah, she dribbled right into a double team and got away.
That's going to be on number 22, Rodnesha Parker, Coach, and that is a key score for the Saints. Searcy will be inbound in here on the visitor side close to us. They got it set up here with a nice platform up at the top of the visitor bleachers. We try to force it down to Blair Wheeler, and that's a turnover in that zone defense. Drive to the basket, shot no good. Saints come out with a rebound. That's Carter. Carter dribbles back out outside the three-point line and throws it away.
Yeah, trying to get it across the court there to Parker and sails out of bounds. And the turnovers continue here.
Right now, 5:33 to go in this Buddy Sports Country opening quarter and no score yet from Selma. Volunteers with a basketball. Stevie Giddens goes over to Searcy. Searcy drives. Kicks back out to Billingsley. Billingsley back over to Searcy, to Giddens. Their athleticism on defense is having an effect. Giddens, open three-pointer, no good. And it's saved in. Coach, that's three three-pointers and three air balls for the Balls.
We're having trouble finding a connection right now.
Ball out to Carter. Carter shoots a three-pointer off. I thought that went off the back of the backboard. And the Saints will turn it over.
Well, they had the rebound, tried to kick it back out, and threw it out of bounds.
We're getting a substitution there. Drugstore substitution across the road. Coming in for the Volunteers is number 32, Mariah Gibbons. Really played a really good game against Sylacauga when Heflin was in foul trouble.
Yeah, she's in there to give Wheeler a rest.
Billingsley with a long three-pointer. Rim, no good. And Glenn with a rebound. Or I should say Gibbons. She just really needed to go right back up with that. Nobody really around her, but she was looking to pass it and had it stolen away. That's got to be an offensive foul.
Looked like traveling. I mean, she's being harassed right there.
Well, she leaned into her with her shoulder and tried to get separation.
And I'll tell you, Heflin lucky. She got away with her second foul right there.
Well, when you're that out of control and you didn't just call that, you kind of had to let that go, Coach. Volunteers with the basketball. Searcy over to Billingsley. Billingsley will fire up another three-pointer. And she hits this Toyota. A Sylacauga three-pointer, and the Lady Vols on top, 3-0.
First score of the game. And, of course, we press after a made field goal.
Saints with the basketball. That's number 24. Brings it up the floor. Who is number 24, Coach? I don't either.
I was hoping you'd have it.
Well, I wonder if that book's still that way. That's a technical foul.
Well, I didn't even have a 24.
I know. That's what I'm saying. If that book's still that way, it's a technical foul. Because we took the picture from their book. You got to have them. If you got them listed, I don't. We go down, there's a foul going to be on Carter.
Well, actually, that was on 52.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Blake.
Keep that in mind, Coach. If that's ever brought to attention, if they didn't make a change, then there's some issues there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm confused by it. I don't have it. And
we went off of their book.
Let's see.
Searcy missed the first.
See, there's 24 with no name by it.
I'm going to say she's got to be Nicole Holloway. I've got an empty spot for Nicole Holloway.
All right, you want to add that?
Well, I'm adding it. Seriously, missed them both. Got to make some of those free throws count from a free throw line. There's a Saints with a basketball. Over to Parker. Parker lobs it down there to Holloway. Holloway shot up, no good. And there is Heflin, comes out with a rebound. Heflin takes it all the way to the basket. Shot no good, but Stevie Giddens gets the foot back, and it is good, and the Balls are up 5-0.
Yeah, right now, Selma's still looking for their first score of the game.
Looking. Almost a steal, but they get it. Carter up the floor. Right now, the press when we score, but they leave Carter wide open for a three, and it's no good. That hit the top. It fell in, Coach, but it hit the strap.
Yeah, it did, up above the backboard.
So that shot will be no good. Lady Vols will keep this 5-0 lead here with a basketball. 2:37 to go here in the Buddy Sports Country opening quarter. Searcy walks the ball up the floor. 2-3 zone here. Billingsley with another open three-pointer, no good. But there's Gibbons on the rebound. Back to Billingsley, cross to Giddens. Giddens open three-pointer. That one's front rim, no good. Tipped around. And Heflin comes out with it. Heflin backs herself up, lays it in. Lady Vols up 7-0 here. Fighting strong on the rebound inside. Searcy had great position, and then she moved at the last minute, got called for the block. If she just squared up and stood there, it would have been an easy charge, but just kind of spun around.
Yeah, that was a part of the press, and she just didn't square up on the person with the ball.
With the basketball, here's Carter. Carter hands it off to Parker. Parker guarded by Searcy. That's a travel on the end of the lane there. No good. And they get the rebound. There's a Carter three-pointer tipped around, fight for the rebound. And they're going to call that travel, but she did travel. She slid her foot. But I don't know how you don't travel, call that other one if you're going to call that one.
Yeah, the other one was a flagrant travel that they let get away. And, by the way, that was the third rebound Gibbons had had since she's been in, and now she's replaced by Wheeler.
There's a steal by Billingsley on inbounds play. Billingsley with a breakaway, layup and in. Lady Vols 9-0 run to open things up here, 1:26. And there's going to be a timeout by the Selma coach with the Lady Vols leading 9-0. We'll take this Poacher South timeout with them right here. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Play Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Ann's Flowers and Gifts, under the new ownership of Wendy Benefield, continues a tradition of over 50 years in Ashland. Ann's Flowers and Gifts offers everyday floral arrangements, celebratory gifts, jewelry, and college-themed items for Auburn and Alabama fans. Funeral sprays, casket blankets, along with cemetery urns, blocks, and bricks are also available. Ann's Flowers and Gifts is on Facebook or available by phone at 256-354-2613 and a proud sponsor of the Clay Center Central Sports Network.
The Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales, Highway 9 in Lineville. Buy from Hill.
We welcome you back. Ball's in the press. This time, the Saints beat it and get it up the floor here as they trail the ball 9-0 here in a sub-regional game. A chance to go to a regional in Montgomery. There's a ball blocked by Wheeler. And that's Heflin on the rebound. Heflin up the floor. Heflin takes it all the way to the basket. She's fouled. They don't call it, but she lays it in anyway.
Right now, Volunteers have 8 rebounds, killing them on the board, and 9 turnovers for Selma.
11-0 run here for the Vols, and they get a rebound there on a point-blank shot by the Saints. It does not go. Billingsley brings it up the floor, 40 seconds to go here in the Buddy Sports Country. Searcy lost it. Turnover up the floor there to Parker. Parker misses a lay-in. Giddens on the rebound. Heflin done a good job of defending her without fouling there.
Yeah, the Volunteers do a good job of fighting back up the floor and then back it out.
20 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. Searcy needs to slow things down a little bit as they look to trap her and they steal it away. And Heflin goes and gets her second foul.
That was not a good foul right there.
All she had to do was cut her off, and
yeah,
she went at her.
She reached in, and it's 2 fouls now on her. Yeah, that's good. Get her out and try to buy some time.
Only 8 seconds here in this quarter. Vols lead 11-0. Parker will be inbounding on the Saints baseline for the Saints.
Saints looking for their first score of this game.
Parker gets it inbounded there to Holloway. Holloway drive, runner good. That was a good shot. Not well defended by the Vols. Vols will try to throw up a three-quarter court shot will Billingsley. And that's where our buddy Sports Country opening quarter will end. Vols lead 11-2 here in the girls' matchup. Boys will follow. Stick right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Atkinson Homes is located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. They offer homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, with options that include 2, 3, or 4 bedrooms and multiple bath layouts. Services include home delivery, trim out, and financing assistance through a variety of programs. Warranties and new appliances are included with all homes. More information is available at atkinsonhomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Clay Central Athletics.
Whether you are dialing in at the range, heading into the woods, or dropping a line in the water, Bama Guns and Outfitters has the outdoor enthusiast covered. Bama Guns and Outfitters, with two locations, 1556 Almond Street in Heflin and 59400 Alabama 77 in Waldo. Available by phone in Heflin, 256-253-2635 or Waldo, 256-368-5449. Also on Facebook and Instagram, Bama Guns and Outfitters proudly supports the Clay Central Sports Network on Classic Country 90.9. Second quarter action is brought to you by Matthews Meat Market. Now, back to the action.
I think we may have noticed that, Coach, across the way. I think we may have some technical fouls. She's going to swap jerseys, but it's too late. If it was in the book, it'll be a technical free throw. But, Jeremy, go ahead and share some stats from the first half. First quarter, I should say. Let me turn you on. That's probably it.
The Lady Vols are really dominating the boards with 11 rebounds. They've got 8 turnovers in that first quarter, and they're shooting 4-for-7 in the paint and 1-for-7 on threes. Where Selma's 8 turnovers, 4 rebounds, shooting 1-for-9 on the floor and 0-for-4 on threes in that first quarter.
Billingsley will be shooting these technical fouls here.
Just as we suspected.
It's because 24 was not in the book, and we knew it because we took a picture from it.
Yeah.
And that's a technical foul.
Well, she hasn't changed yet.
But she don't have to change now. They can just change the book. And Billingsley misses the first.
What this amounts to is like us getting 2 possessions, because we get these 2 free throws plus the ball to start the quarter.
She missed them both. Well, Coach, what happened? I think our coaching staff waited until this opportunity so we would gain a possession. And we do. If we would have waited till it was already our ball, we wouldn't have really gained anything.
Yeah.
So it was a wise choice to make it at that point. So we do gain a possession because the possession error was in favor of the Saints. But we missed both of the free throws. A golden opportunity there from a free throw line.
And we are 0-for-4 right now on free throws.
They're trying to get the book straight across the way. They don't. I think they went to change jerseys, but you don't have to change jerseys.
Well, they better make sure they've got the new jersey in the book.
Right.
Or there'll
be another one. It would have been simpler just to change the.
How could you get the wrong jersey?
Well, Coach, they didn't even have her in the book at all. It wasn't the wrong jersey. She was not in the book.
Yeah.
I got the picture, so.
Well, I was writing it down off of their book. I had their book in my hand over there.
Yeah, and I got a picture of it. So here we go. Seriously, with an open Toyota Celica 3-pointer, and she drains it right from the top of the key. And the Lady Vols are the largest lead of the afternoon, 14-2.
So we do get 3 out of that extra possession.
Saints with a basketball. It's almost stolen away. Back to Parker. Parker. Heflin in with 2 fouls. Keep that in mind. 3-pointer there from the Saints. No good. Searcy on the rebound. That 3-pointer was by Blake. Searcy dribbles all the way down to the block and tries to sling it. She slung it over at the water cooler out of bounds.
Well, she jumped in the air to make that pass. It was the first mistake. And then after she got in the air, she had to throw it. And as you said, it bounced off the water cooler.
Lady Balls lead by 12, 14-2, 7:21 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter. They get it down low, shot up, and good. That's by number 20, Safia White. 10-point lead here for the Lady Vols, and there's almost a steal. They're going to say it was last touch by the Saints. Things getting a little rowdy in here, Coach. Best I can tell. Heflin with a jumper and drains it from a free throw line. I see what it is. I got Jeremy's mic hot. I got Jeremy. Jeremy talks soft, so I got him. He has to be jacked way up. That quietened things down, didn't it, Coach?
It did.
Jeremy's there's a good banked in three-pointer, Coach. The bank's open from McKenzie Carter and the Saints. Lead back down to 9, 16-7 here. Billingsley with a basketball. Billings behind the back dribble over. Almost, there's some good effort and speed, Coach. Carter made a great break on that pass and tipped it out of bounds.
So let me get this straight. Number 20 is Sophia White, and she's the one that had that field goal earlier.
There's Meyer Wheeler lays it up and in. I don't remember had the first field goal, Coach.
Yeah, she was number 24 and had a field goal.
Well, there's still a 24. White was already in with number 20.
Okay.
Well, maybe she swapped. I don't know, Coach.
I don't either.
There's a three-pointer up, no good. Heflin with a rebound for the Vols. But we had a – I don't know, Coach. Did you have her at 24 at that point?
I did.
I think you're right. But I had a 20 in the book. There's a jump shot up and good by Searcy. 20-7, Lady Vols lead back up to 13-5-34. So we're going to say –
We better not change it. We better just leave it.
We tried hard, Coach. There's the ball tipped away and stepped out of bounds by the Saints for another turnover.
We want to be right administratively here.
Yeah. Well, we put forth a lot of effort.
To see it be thrown away over something.
I got
like
your
that.
Cough button here. I'm trying, Coach.
All right.
Wheeler, great bounce pass down to Heflin, and Heflin lays it in. And we've got a timeout here for an untied shoe. 22-7, the Lady Vols lead 5:08 to go here in the first half. Lady Vols, first few minutes was slow, Coach, but they picked things up.
Yeah, we're working them over in the paint right here, moving the basketball and getting it in there for easy shots, and it's paying off.
Parker walks the ball up the floor. She's guarded by Searcy. Parker dribbles over right wing. Back over to White. White behind the back dribble. White passes it back over to 22 Parker. Parker drives all the way to the basket. Shot no good. Back to Parker. Parker thought about the three-pointer. She'll fire one up. And we're going to foul her on the three-pointer with her stepping beside us. Not a very smart foul by Billingsley.
No, she reached in, tried to get a hand on it, and got her arm instead. And this will send.
And she was having to kind of shoot an off-balance three-pointer, which was going to sail away. She wasn't going to hit the shot.
She made a fake and then tried to get it off almost sideways. And, yeah, she wasn't going to make that shot.
She missed the first free throw. Lady Vols up 22-7. From our understanding, Coach, if either the boys or the girls win, or both of them win, they'll be playing, if we're correct, they'll be playing that second one's missed. They'll be playing in Montgomery on the 19th, which is Thursday, I believe.
That's the date we saw, but we're not really confirming
that. We know they'll be playing in Montgomery this week. And she missed all three of them, Coach. There's Searcy. Dribbles around. And Searcy's got to slow things down.
She just outran the ball.
Open three-pointer for Carter. That shot's no good. Rebound, Giddens out to Billingsley.
Volunteers running.
Little drought here. Billingsley with a three-pointer. That one's no good. Searcy gets a rebound. Dribbles down. Ball's taken away. Then blocked. Ball still loose on the floor. And we've got going to be called a jump ball here. Jump ball possession area in favor of the Saints.
Well, the Saints started out in a drought, and they still haven't come out of it at this point.
22-7.
Only 2 points in that first quarter.
4:04 to go here.
Has really put them behind the eight ball.
In the Matthews Meat Market opening, or second quarter, I should say. Good pass down low, but Wheeler takes it away on the block. Good job by Blair Wheeler, another one of those eighth graders. Billingsley, we just need to slow down on the offensive end a little bit. But that trap is speeding us up. But seriously, shoots a three-pointer, saved by Giddens into Heflin. Heflin dribbles down the baseline. Heflin's shot is no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the line shooting the First State Bank free throws. Trying to tack on some more here as the Balls are leading by 15. She missed the first. We've yet to hit a free throw, Coach. Is that true?
That is correct. We are now 0-for-5. I mean, we really could have opened this up.
Heflin. Second. It's no good as well. Rebound Carter in the Saints. And she's up to four quick down the side. Dribbles down, dribble stopped by Heflin. Remember, Heflin's playing with two fouls as well. Ball's lobbed down, Heflin on the steal. Heflin slows things, gets it to Searcy. Searcy's shot no good. Rebound goes to the Saints.
Yeah, Coach Bishop really gambling right here, leaving Heflin out there with those two fouls.
There's a long three-pointer by the Saints. Long rebound tipped out to the Saints. And there's a three-pointer shot no good. Rebound Searcy. Searcy's got to slow down. She goes down and turns it over again.
Yeah, just trying to dribble down the floor for no reason. They had two players down there against just her. So just slow down and
maybe
back it out.
Maybe a substitution for her to talk to her a minute might be of aid.
Right now, Selma really missed fine from the perimeter. Here. Another three misses.
Giddens dribbles, kicks out. Good shot there by Gibbons from a free throw line. Good drive and kick back out by Stevie Giddens on the assist. 24-7, Lady Vols lead, 2:21 to go here in the Matthews Meat Market second quarter on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. From Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Wide open three-point look. Bounces off, and there's Searcy on the rebound. Searcy up to Heflin. Heflin staying real calm with the basketball over to Billingsley. And there's going to be a foul. Let's see if they're going to call it on the floor because she attempted to pass after the foul. But they're going to say she's shooting too, Coach. Yeah. I agree with it. She was shooting until she got fouled.
Yeah, it goes on number 22, Parker.
That's her second, isn't it?
I've got her one.
No, she had the first foul. I know. There's going to be a timeout across the way. I'm almost 100% sure she's got two. But we'll look at that and see and check on that as they take this Poultry South timeout. We'll take it with them. Lady Vols lead 24-7. You're listening on Southern Union State Community College, Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Blair Family Farm and Market is a local farm-to-table market tucked right into the Ashland countryside. The Blair family raises their products on the farm without antibiotics and offers a range of locally sourced products from neighbors they know and trust. In a world where food often comes boxed and far from home, Blair Family Farm and Market keeps things local. Located at 1015 Blair Road in Ashland, open Wednesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 6 and Fridays and Saturdays from 9 to 6, Blair Family Farm and Market is the official farm-to-table meat provider of the Clay Center Sports Network.
We welcome you back. Here's Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character from Selma, Alabama, in a sub-regional game here. Lady Vols leading 24-7. A chance to go to the regional Sweet 16. Billingsley missed a free throw. We are still yet. If we could just shoot 50% from a free throw line, we'd be really dominating this game. She missed them both.
Incredible.
You think one had accidentally fallen in after eight, Coach. Lines with the basketball. Open three-pointer, and she drained it. It looks like we want Holt to shoot the ball, but that one cost us. Number four, Madison Holt. Billingsley. over to Wheeler. Wheeler in the corner. Back to Billingsley. Throws it away. Parker with a run out. Parker missed the layup. Carter's putback missed. Rebound Billingsley. She's fouled.
Yeah, they missed two good ones right there and then picked up a foul on top of that. 14-point lead for the Volunteers, 24-10.
108 left here in the first half. Vols looking to get, I think they led by as many as 17. Billingsley, good dribble drive there. Jump shot, no good. Rebound to the Saints.
I don't think she really wanted to shoot that. Got in there and had to.
Again, we're going to leave her wide open. She's going to hit another one.
Oh, yeah,
I think
too.
We're going to have to guard her, though.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just letting Holt have it, and she's making us pay. 24-12. Billingsley. Gosh, she's fouled. And they're going to call that. Number 30 came in and gave her the 1-2 punch. And number 2 got her. That was a good combination punch, though, Coach.
You're not
jab uppercut. Is Wheeler looking to inbound the ball, and she gets it down to Gibbons. Gibbons over to Searcy. Searcy, good move, dribble. Shot went halfway down and come out. Oh, my goodness, that looks like it was last touch by the Saints. But I guess it wasn't, Coach. 16 seconds to go. Saints, I have the basketball.
Well, they've got a chance to get the last shot here if they choose to do that.
And they throw it away.
Their choice is throwing it up against the wall.
Nine seconds to go here. 24-12, the Vols lead. Let's see if we can get off a shot here, Coach. We have struggled in these opportunities throughout the season.
Yeah, they're going to come down and give some semi-pressure on the ball handler.
Now, if they foul us, we'll be in the bonus will be shooting. Wheeler with an open three-point look, no good, but Heflin's putback is good, and they count it, and the Lady Vols go to the half. He counted it, Coach. 26-12 is the Volunteers lead, up by 14 after leading by 17 here in the sub-regionals from Selma, Alabama, and you're listening right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. We'll shift gears and move into the weekend Sports Supply Halftime Show. Remember, the boys are to follow here after the girls from Selma. Right here, you can hear it all.
Bucks Island in Southside, Alabama carries Skeeter bass boats, including the FXR Flex and ZXE models. A marine dealership serving anglers throughout the Southeast with boats, parts, and service available. Bucks Island is locally owned and operated in Etowah County. More information is available by phone 1-800-IM-READY or online at bucksisland.com. Bucks Island is a proud supporter of Classic Country 90.9.
Buddy Sports Country is a proud sponsor of local radio on Classic Country 90.9. If you love the outdoors, Buddy Sports Country has everything you need, including the latest gear, scent control, calls, trail cameras, and the advice to help you enjoy the great outdoors. Buddy Sports Country also features a showroom absolutely full of firearms and scopes, and they're a licensed NFA dealer for suppressors. Buddy Sports Country is open 8 till 5, Tuesday through Saturday, located Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where sales tax is only 6%.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Did you know that physical therapy is the first line of defense for joint and muscle pain, injuries, and even reducing your risk of falls? Are you planning to have orthopedic surgery? Dr. Cameron Bisher and Dr. Adam Johnson at Central Physical Therapy are trained to diagnose the problem and develop a treatment plan toward pain-free and healthy living. Central Physical Therapy offers plans for all individuals as well as performance training for athletes. Located near Smith's Curve and Lionville, the website is centralptal.com. Rehab well, live well, and perform well with Central Physical Therapy, sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Clay County Tire and Retreading has been part of the Ashland community, providing tire and vehicle services for trucks, tractors, and family vehicles. They offer custom tire recapping, front-end alignments, and commercial tire service. Located at 83531 Highway 9, Clay County Tire and Retreading carries a variety of tire brands and ordering options. Phone 256-354-2515.
This is the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Coach Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character back here for the Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show with the Lady Balls leading 26-12 here. Listen to how much louder old Jeremy turned up. Looking at it, well, here's Jeremy's stats. Balls jumped out to a lead. I think they made an 11-0 run. The Saints have kind of somewhat matched them since that point, but here we are at 26-12. Share some stats with us, Jeremy.
Well, the Lady Vols are really dominating the boards with 22 rebounds versus Selma's 10. They got 14 turnovers. The Vols have 14 turnovers. They're shooting 10 for 19. They're 2 for 11 on threes, where Selma's, like I said, has got 12 turnovers, 10 rebounds, only shooting 2 for 15 in the paint and 2 for 14 on threes. If the Vols keep up these boards, I mean, the points are just going to keep adding up.
Coach Wayne, share some individual point totals.
Well, for the Volunteers, Ikeria Heflin leads right now with 10 points. The only one in double figures, Brandy Searcy and Ramiah Billingsley, each have 5 points. And then when you look over at the Selma team, of course, they only scored 2 the entire first quarter and then came back with 10 in the second quarter. But Madison Hope has hit 2 field goals here in this second quarter. And we left her open both times, so we don't need to be daring her anymore, I don't think, to take those shots. But as you said, 26-12 here at the half.
With a chance for the Sweet 16, and a chance to go down to Alabama, to Montgomery, to play at Alabama State. There is where our – and from our understanding, I think it would be Thursday, but we need to confirm that. But we're not putting anybody there yet. But, you know, Volunteer girls can make some adjustments, come out, because we've turned the ball over pretty heavily, too, and missed free throws, Coach. What were we to hit a free throw?
Well, we're 0 for 8 from the free throw line.
I mean, if you just shoot 50% here, we're 30-12. So, yeah,
thankfully, this is not a close game.
Well, Coach, if you're back there, as Coach Bishop is, and Coach Matt Crenshaw, what would be your Timber Elite Auctions halftime adjustments here for the Lady Balls?
Well, I'd do a couple of things right here different. First of all, I'd tell my people, whoever's got number 4 hold, get out there and close out and don't give her an open shot. We dared her twice. She made one.
Well, you can tell it's been coaching that they chose not to defend her.
But we got to get out there on her. I mean, if she's going to make them, we can't let her.
That's
keep
right.
giving them to her. But that's one adjustment I would make. And then I would make, if it was me coaching this game, I would make a coaching adjustment. And we saw this backfire on this other day. But Zakira Heflin played the entire second quarter with 2 fouls. And she she got away with it that quarter. But I would not want her to pick up her third foul early in this third quarter. And so I might start her back, but I would get her out pretty quick and let her set for a few minutes when you've got a 14-point lead. You know, you don't need – if you've got a 14-point lead, you may need her in the fourth quarter, and you don't want her saddled with foul trouble. So I would look at doing that if I can get a couple of minutes out over here without her picking up her third. And, you know, other than that, slow Brandy seriously down. She's in too big of a hurry. She's created you know, we've turned the ball over 14 times, and I think she's been responsible for maybe half of them trying to outrun everybody up the floor. So get Brandy slowed down and get her more into the half-court flow.
Well, you just see Brandy, just one of those eighth graders, great athlete. But the thing that the Saints can do, Coach, is match us. They can match us athletically.
That's
so,
right.
So we're keen out athlete them up the floor and outrun them. We just got to get in our offense and set up and be smart. And I think if we can choose to do that, we'll be looking good towards the end of this game. But we're going to take a break and get ready to close out our Wells Williams Parts and Supply Halftime Show and move into the Highway 9 Tire third quarter when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Rayo, Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
You may not think about it often, but propane supports everyday life in quiet, dependable ways. It warms living rooms on cool mornings and heats water after long days. And it powers the simple routines that make a house feel like a home. Across our communities, Coosa Valley Propane provides the propane service many families and farms rely on throughout the year. Coosa Valley Propane, a subsidiary of Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Highway 9 Tire. Now, back to the action.
Rusty Tutter, Coach Jerry Weems, Jeremy Character here from Selma, Alabama, right now in the girls' action sub-regional game. Lady Vols leading 26-12 as we roll into the third quarter on some Highway 9 tires here. And the Lady Vols get the ball inbounded with the possession era here. Billingsley. They're still looking to trap up at the top here. Over to Searcy. Open three-point look by Searcy and finds nothing there. Just way too strong.
How many air balls have we shot on threes?
Too many. Carter brings it up the floor. She looks to drive to the basket. We stop that, and she kicks it back out. She gets it over there to Parker. Open long two-pointer, and that's drained.
That's Holt again, isn't it?
That's Holt again. Weavers had a hand in her face that time. 26-14. Billingsley brings it up the floor. Billingsley dribbles through. Kicks it back out to Searcy. Searcy's fouled. That's going to go on Holt.
It looks like a little more urgency out here in this.
The Saints are a little pepped
Saints
up here.
Saints game, yeah.
So we're going to have to be careful with that. We get it inbounded to Heflin. Heflin dribbles down to Searcy. Searcy kicked it out to Wheeler. And Wheeler's going to throw it away backcourt. And they're going to hit the lay-in. 26-16. There's a lot different looking Saints team here as we come out. And there's a steal by Parker. Parker lays it up and in.
Coach Bishop's going to
quickly call a Poultry South timeout as we open things up. 6 quick points to open the half here from the Selma Saints. Coach Bishop calls a 30. We'll take it with him right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
As you head out to support your boys of fall, know that the team at First Bank of Alabama is prepared to take care of your financial needs. Covering 6 counties with 13 locations, online, mobile, and ATM banking throughout East Central Alabama, we have the products, services, and the most valuable people to allow you to bank when you want, where you want, and how you want. So you can focus on your favorite team, First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need a lawyer who will go the extra mile, Tyler Sims is there for you. The Law Office of Tyler Sims, the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network. Online at sims.law.
We come back, jump shot there by Billingsley, and we're going to get called for the offensive foul, and I believe that's going to be on Heflin. It is. Foul number 3. And it was getting position in for the basketball, and the Saints will have the basketball. Actually, they've cut this lead down to 8. Lady Balls have led by as much as 17. Parker, I'm going to tell you, the Saints look like a totally different basketball team, Coach.
They certainly do. Playing with a great deal of intensity right now. Moving the ball good on offense.
They get the ball down to White. White drives, shot no good, but she's going to be fouled.
Well, she'll get to the line for 2, as that foul will be
on number 2, Stevie Giddens.
She could cut this to 6 right here.
She made the first. Quick change of events here as the Saints come out with all the fire, and honestly, the balls just look stagnant. Made them both, and she cut it to 6. 26-20.
Well, we've had trouble against their press, and that's what we're seeing again right here. We're trying to dribble too much and turn it over again. We can't beat it with a dribble.
And Carter misses the lay-in.
Oh, they could have cut it to 4 right there.
Billingsley over to Stevie Giddens. Giddens, good pump fake. Billingsley, open 3-point look, and she drained the Sylacauga. Toyota Sylacauga 3-pointer. Big shot there by Billingsley.
Yeah, we had a big place where blood was flowing there, and that kind of stopped it temporarily.
29-20. Open 3-pointer here for the Saints. No good. Rebound Heflin up to Searcy. Heflin still in with those 3 fouls. Keep that in mind. Searcy dribbled during the double team. He's still dribbling. Over to Billingsley. Down to Heflin. Heflin, good pass. And Blair Wheeler lays it up and in. Great drive by Heflin and good assist over to Wheeler.
Yeah, good dish right there.
31-20. Lady Balls back up by double figures. Saints, long 3-pointer, no good. Rebound to Heflin up to Billingsley.
Couple of ill-advised shots.
Billingsley all the way down to Giddens. Giddens shot no good. Wheeler there for the putback. 4 quick points from Wheeler, and the Lady Balls back on top by 13. Kind of cooling this run down by the Saints. And there's going to be another timeout by Sylacauga bench as the Balls made a strong run back. As they take this break, we'll take it with them right here, this Poultry South timeout. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College State Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9. Lady Balls up 33-24, 37 to go in the third.
The Clay Central Sports Network is brought to you by First Capital Insurance.
We value the relationships we have built over the past 30 years, and we cannot wait to begin new ones in 2026. First Capital Insurance would like to welcome you to our family this year. Whether you are looking for protection for your home, auto, farm business, or the peace of mind that comes with a life policy, First Capital Insurance will be there when you need us. We would love the opportunity to take care of your insurance needs in 2026. Our phone number is 256-396-2131, and we are located at 575 East College Street in Lyville.
We welcome you back here Saints inbounding the ball. They'll throw it into the backcourt and get started here. And that is Parker. Parker, long three-pointer, good. All the way from right in front of the bench, Coach. It's hard to defend that one.
Yeah.
Billingsley up the floor, turned it over. Heffin cannot stand to get her fourth foul, and she did. Heffin just picked up her fourth foul.
Well, you know what?
I can't believe she's out
there. I've said all I'm going to say about it. She shouldn't have been out there at this point. She's picked up two right here in less than 4 minutes.
And she banked the first one in.
Do you think she was trying to bank that?
Absolutely not. Right now, the things seem to be falling the Saints' way, honestly.
Well, teams, we're swapping runs with them right now.
She made them both. Well, we're not swapping even, Coach.
Well,
our lead's cut down.
They're doing a good job with their free throws, 4-for-4 here in the third quarter.
Searcy with the basketball, and they're going to call Searcy for the carry.
Well, there we are trying to dribble through the press again.
Be another turnover.
The best way to beat a press is with passing the ball, moving the ball up the floor. Maybe a diagonal pass here and there.
Carter with the basketball. She dribbles over. Pass it over to Parker. Parker's guarded by Searcy. Parker kicks it out there to Holt. Holt's jumper's good.
Holt is on fire here.
Lead down to 6.
Pressure in the backcourt.
Billingsley looks down, throws it away.
Good pass up the floor.
Layup and good, and the lead down to 4. Into Billingsley.
Here comes
Billingsley
the Saints
goes all
again.
The way and throws it. We're acting like we're needing to score in 2 seconds here.
Yeah, we tried to throw that one from the three-quarter court in the backcourt all the way up the floor in the corner, and it sailed out of bounds. Nobody had a chance for that one. They can cut it to 2 or 1 right here.
33-29, Lady Vols clinging to a lead. They've led by as many as 17 here from Selma. We're still in the third. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound Wheeler. Over to Billingsley.
All right, let's run some offense.
Billingsley drives through, kicks it over to Wheeler. Wheeler's shot good. What great job of the glass from Wheeler. And I think she's got 6 in this quarter.
She does. 8 overall.
35-29. Lady Vols back up by 6 here. 2:48, kind of to cool this gymnasium down just a touch. Holt with the basketball. Holt's feeling it. And I think our coaching staff, by watching film, thought Holt wasn't much of a threat. And she shoots a three-pointer there. And it's tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say it's last touch by Gibbons.
Yeah, Gibbons went up high and knocked that one out. So they'll get another shot at it. Holt, by the way, had a very good look at that just then.
They get it inbounded all the way out to Carter. Carter dribbles up top of the key, swings it over to the left. That's going to be White. White's three-pointer, no good, hit nothing, and it's out of bounds.
It hit the floor on the opposite side of the backboard, and that was it.
Holt tips it out of bounds.
We're facing full court pressure right here.
Good screen set there by Giddens, and Billingsley gets the ball on the inbound play. Billingsley over to Searcy. Searcy, good pump fake. Searcy still trying to dribble between the through the double team. Over to Wheeler in the corner. And she carried it. Still surprised we didn't get a timeout there.
Well, they got us over on the sideline. We didn't have anywhere to go. And finally, Blair just traveled with it. Good defense right there by the Saints.
Right now, the turnover is really mounting for the Vols.
8 in this quarter.
Gibbons pokes it out of bounds there, but it will go out last touch by the Vols. Saints inbound the ball. They're going to call Giddens for a hold.
You know, Giddens doesn't normally foul a lot, but she's got two here in this third quarter. And the next one puts them in the bonus.
Open shot here from Carter, top of the key. Bounces out, no good. Fight for the rebound. And the Saints control it. Long three-pointer, that one's off the rim, no good. And again, they get the – right now, the Saints out-rebounding this.
On the offensive end, they've got us. Almost an and-one right there.
Kyle, it looked like it had to be a travel to me.
Who got that foul? I didn't catch it.
I think it was Searcy. Pretty sure it was number three. And that'll send – is that – Brooks to the line? No,
that's
20.
Is Parker.
Parker.
22. She's had a big third quarter.
She missed the first. 35-29.
She's got 13 points in this third quarter alone.
Well, I mentioned her before. We didn't need to be calling her name too much. But she's the key scorer for the Saints. She made the second. Searcy with the basketball. Guarded by Parker. Searcy almost lost the ball. To get it over to Giddens. And there's going to be a foul on the side by Carter. Stevie Giddens with the basketball. Inbounding. She gets it in to Billingsley. 1:18 to go here in the third. Billingsley's jump shot. Bounces around, tipped out. Giddens on the rebound. Giddens bounce pass to Wheeler. Wheeler threw it away.
Another turnover.
There's a shot partially blocked by Billingsley off the bottom of the backboard. And there's a foul. Frustration foul by Parker.
Yeah, man, way back in the backcourt. It's only two on her.
Coach, you said it was two a while ago. It's got to be three now.
On Parker, that's just two. That's what I've got. 22. Now, I'm not the official book.
Well, we had two a while ago, and we were arguing about it. So
we didn't, because I just made the second one on the book.
I know, but, yeah, we no, in the first half, because I thought she had two.
Well, there was one we wasn't sure about.
And
but in any event, we just turned it over.
And they get a good pass down low, miss a lay-in.
Easy shot underneath.
36 seconds. Yeah, we're not sure on the foul count, but – I thought she had to be at three now. There's Gibbons with a basketball. Bounce pass to Billingsley. Over to Wheeler, back to Billingsley. Billingsley, jump shot. Good. Big shot there from Billingsley, 37-30. We needed that one.
Yeah, Billingsley's one of the few girls that can really shoot an actual jump shot.
Carter with a basketball. Over to Hope. And the time is going to run out. They don't get off a shot. Lady Vols clinging to a seven-point lead here as we roll out of the Highway 9 tire third quarter and into the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. We're in a sub-region game from Selma. Girls are playing now, boys to come, right here on the Southern Union State Community College. Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
At First State Bank, we believe in the power of local. Your deposits help fuel local businesses, support local home ownership, and build a stronger community for us all. Our focus is on this community, and it's been that way for more than 50 years. First State Bank has been a stable financial institution for this area through good times and through bad. With locations in Ashland, Lineville, and Wedowee, First State Bank is looking to build an even brighter future right here in our backyard. First State Bank is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. First State Bank, member FDIC. And equal housing lender.
Since 2000, Harris Plumbing and Electric has proudly served Clay County with hometown pride. From trusted power tools like Stanley, Milwaukee, and DeWalt to GE scratch and dent appliances, they offer quality without breaking the bank. plus a full-service lumberyard and building materials for every project. Harris Plumbing and Electric is located at 75 2nd Street Northwest in Ashland. Available on Facebook or by phone at 256-354-5600 and is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by First Capital Insurance. Now, back to the action.
We come back. Billingsley, they had a couple shots, Coach. It didn't go, and then Billingsley just caught the ball and just leaned over it and allowed them to tire up. I don't know what was going on there. But share some stats with us from that third, Jeremy.
The Lady Vols, 10 turnovers that quarter, 8 rebounds, shooting 4 for 8 and 1 for 3 on threes. Selma, only one turnover that, with 3 rebounds and shooting 5 for 11 with 1 for 8 on threes.
Selma with their biggest quarter of the game with 18 points there.
We'll gain a turnover there as Billingsley throws it away. Really unforced there. 7:23 to go. Vols clinging to a 7-point lead here from Selma with a chance to go to the Sweet 16 and a regional tournament in Montgomery later in the week, or next week, I should say. Saints with a basketball. That's Parker. Parker over to Carter. Things are slowing down on both sides here. Drive. Yeah. Defense there as Wheeler on Blake, and Blake ended up. Coach Bishop is going to take his chances, Coach, and send Heflin in.
I wouldn't do it right now. Right now, the Saints have gone cold from the three-point line.
They get it inbounded to Carter. Right now, very patient with the basketball. Brooklyn Scott looked to get it down, and Heflin with a steal.
Very ginger steal, too, by the way. Gingerly.
Billingsley almost threw it away again. Heflin shot no good. Rebound Billingsley. Billingsley, good look at a shot, and it tips around and falls in. Ball's back up by 9, 39-30. You wonder if the Saints might be running out of a little gas. They had a great run in the third. And there's a foul. It's going to roll around and fall in by Brooklyn Scott. We're not getting on the boards. That's where we're really getting beat now, where we were dominating earlier. Right there, that ball, the ball was loose, and we didn't have anybody aggressively going after.
I guess that foul was on.
Did Heflin foul?
No.
Are you sure?
She'd be out.
Now we're going to foul again as they get the rebound.
I think that last foul was on Gibbons, who had come in.
Okay. We quickly foul,
and I don't know
Carter again. I think that one was on Billingsley. I think. Carter to go to the line shooting two. She banked it in.
They've banked in several free throws, but they all count if they go in.
They counted better than our free throws. We get to make one, have we, Coach?
We haven't made one yet in this game. We're still 0 for 8.
Did we only score 2 points in the – how many points did we score in the third? No, we scored –
we scored 11 in the third quarter.
It was a long time before we did.
We had our little run after they had theirs.
She liked to bank both of them in. That one too high off the glass. There's Searcy on the run again. Almost – turned it over.
And does.
Well, and Carter gets it. Well, we're dribbling right over to the side. We're doing exactly what they want us to do. Carter with the basketball.
Yeah, we should be hitting the player in the middle and that player turning and looking for one on the side.
There's a drive to the basket. Nobody backside. Rebound. Shot blocked. There's a travel. Coach, that looked like ping pong ball down there for a minute. I don't know how else to explain it. I got tongue-tied at bouncing around.
And then we had a pass to the post from like 3 feet away.
Yeah. Lady Vols lead by six, 39-33, 5:30 to go. Billingsley drives, carried the basketball, no whistle. Almost turned it over. Giddens goes and gets it. Giddens back to Billingsley. Gosh, she's getting fouled. Gibbons back over to Searcy.
Volunteers being patient right here.
Oh, she's fouled. How's that not a foul? Golly, she was fouled. Now, that was terrible. She got turned sideways on the shot and no foul call.
And it was another jump shot by Billingsley. I mean, we've seen her all for
years.
Hang on,
there's a substitution.
Yeah, we've got the 32 going out. She wasn't in there long.
Into Heflin. Heflin, good drive to the basket. Missed the lay-in.
Get away. She's going to foul out on the opposite end.
Ball's clinging to a six-point lead. 39-33, led by as much as 17. Parker with the basketball. They get it down to White. White's jumper rimmed out. Rebound Heflin. They're not calling anything now. Billingsley. Billingsley up the floor. Jump shot. She goes to the floor. No call.
Here come the Saints again.
Good job by Heflin not fouling. Ball bounces around. Loose ball. We're going to get a jump ball possession there in favor of the Saints. Balls just clinging to this six-point lead, 39-33.
The Saints missing a lot of good shots in there in the paint.
We missed our couple too, Coach. Oh, she traveled.
There's Holt.
There's Holt. She drained a three. Lead down to three.
Failed to close out on her one more time.
They've got the momentum again.
We've just turned it over. Oh.
She dribbled it off of her foot.
She's going to the basket and dribbled it off
well,
her
Coach,
foot.
Coach, there's no movement right there. Billingsley bringing up the floor, and Searcy's just standing there.
Our idea is just to dribble, beat it on the dribble.
Well, we got it beat here for a go.
Yeah, we threw that one over.
Up to Giddens. Giddens shot up. No good, but it's touched out of bounds by the Saints. We've got to get some points on the board here, just clinging to this three-point lead.
Yeah, and plenty of time, 3:45.
Billingsley long jump shot's good. Big shot, 41-36.
She's hitting some big shots today, no doubt, at the right time.
Saints with the basketball over to Carter. Carter back over to Holt. We got to close out on Holt. She's been a big contributor for them here this afternoon. Over to Parker. Saints taking a lot of time here. 3:17 to go. Screen. She lost it, dribbled it out of bounds, and turned it over.
Yeah, she was cutting to the basket and just went right on beyond the backboard and out of bounds.
Oh, she's fouled.
Why will we not pass the ball?
Up to Heflin. Heflin up the floor. Heflin tried to pass it. Gibbons took it away. Stevie Giddens, open three-pointer. Short. Fight for the rebound goes to the Saints. They got a chance to tie here.
Or cut it to one. This would be the closest if they score anything here that they've been.
Since we've scored, pretty much. They have not led tonight, this afternoon. It's taken away.
Tried to dribble into the team.
There's a foul. They are going through us, and finally they call a foul on number three, Mackenzie Carter. It is very physical this afternoon.
Yeah. And now we've got to go full court against their press as a timeout on the floor.
2:29 to go. We got a lot of basketball left in a close one. Lady Vols lead 41-38 here. 2:29 to go in the First Capital Insurance fourth quarter. Stick with us right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.1. 9.
Do you hear that? It's winter setting in. And when those frozen icy spots appear on pavement, the only thing between you and a slick surprise is your tire's tread. Don't gamble on a worn-out grip this season. Highway 9 Tire carries several brands of tires for your car, truck, or SUV. Highway 9 Tire provides the expertise to check your tread depth and install the right tires for winter driving conditions. So stay safe and have peace of mind with good treads from Highway 9 Tire, proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Are you tired of the old stressful car shopping? Hill Auto Sales in Lineville believes finding your next vehicle should be easy, and now they've made it even simpler. On your laptop, tablet, or phone, the website is buyfromhill.net. That's buyfromhill.net. You'll find the latest inventory of quality used cars, trucks, and SUVs ready for you to browse. Buyfromhill.net features high-resolution photos, prices, detailed specs, and even a Carfax report. When you're ready for a test drive, Kevin Hill and Tim Carroll are ready to help. And remember, the Clay Central Sports Network is driven by Hill Auto Sales.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
As we come back, seriously, went all the way coast to coast, missed the lay-in, kind of got forced under the basket. Now the Saints with the basketball at 2:05 to go. Ball's clinging to a three-point lead. They'll fire up a three-pointer, and we foul her on the three-pointer.
That's the second time Billersley has done that today.
And this time she's shooting, Coach, how far out?
Oh, she was way.
8 feet past the three-point line.
She was way out beyond the three-point area. And she fouled the wrong person.
Well, she's not a great free-throw shooter.
Well, she's 6 for 9 today.
And she's banked half of them in. Maybe it is on purpose, Coach.
Maybe so.
She missed the first. She's got two more to go. 2:02 to go. Lady Vols have led up until this point, but led by as much as 17 and now clinging to a three-point lead. She missed the second.
Well, she's missing them at the right time for us.
Well, the key here is we got to get the rebound when she misses it, which we've struggled the last couple of free throws they've missed.
Well, the way she's shooting them, they're coming off the rim hard, so that means they could pop out over our inside people that are rebounding.
She made the third. And we have nobody down there to screen for anybody, and there's going to be a foul. We got to get more people back.
Well, we got to quit trying to dribble the ball is the main thing. It's a foul on them, but I don't know who.
I never saw the number either, Coach, but there was a foul, and there's a Poultry South timeout. 30-second call by Coach Bishop with exactly 2 minutes to go. Lady Vols now with only a two-point lead, 41-39. You're listening here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. In Classic Country, 90.9 in the Radio Alabama Sports.
Tired of the same old fast food routine? Looking for a place where the food is homemade and the folks are friendly? Honey's Cafe is serving up comfort food classics just like Grandma used to make. Daily lunch specials include meats like meatloaf, salmon, and chicken fingers with savory sides like mac and cheese, fried okra, and green beans. Also, the menu is full of a variety of salads, sandwiches, and burgers. Located 30 Park South Boulevard in Lineville, Honey's Cafe is excited to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
Rusty Taylor, Jerry Williams, Jeremy Character from Selma, Alabama. Big region game, sub-region game. Balls get it inbounded there to Heffin. Heffin's going to take it all the way to the basket, and she's fouled. Shot doesn't go. She's fouled from behind. That foul is going to go on number 20, who we believe is White. See if we can make our first free throw here on this First State Bank free throw of the afternoon. And she made the first. She made the first of the first. Let's see if she can make the third. Lady Vols back up by three, 42-39. She made them both. Big shots there. Ball's back up on top by four.
Good time to make
Saints
the free throws.
With the basketball. That's Parker. Parker Garbert guarded there by Searcy. Holt over to Carter. Back over to Parker. Parker drives. Parker's fouled.
Going to the goal strong, picking up the foul.
Who was that foul on, Coach?
I'm guessing Gibbons.
Okay, I just didn't look like that was what he held up, but we're a long way away. That'll send Parker to the line shooting two. She went one from three on her last trip. She missed the first. We got to get this rebound, and she misses. That's 1:34 to go. Balls up by four.
This is her 14th free throw attempt in this game.
She made the second. Lead back down to three. We get it in to Searcy. Searcy just needs to go now. She pulls it back up and gets it to Billingsley wisely. Billingsley. And she does. She carried the ball plain as day. Giddens hit the three-pointer, but she had carried it. If she would have kicked it out to her originally.
Rough turnover there.
She did, though, Coach. I mean, it was clear, wasn't it?
Yeah, she did it.
We're going to be called, and that's going to be.
That's Gibbons again.
The ball's lobbed up, and she fouled White from behind.
And they're in the bonus, so they'll be shooting two right here. By the way, they only have three team fouls, so they've got a couple to give.
She missed the first. 1:15 left. That's a lot of basketball, Coach.
And, you know, the Saints have been good from the line today until this fourth quarter. They've kind of faltered here today at this point.
She made the second one. Lead back down to two, 43-41. Searcy up to Giddens.
That's back court. Yeah, Stevie got across, threw it back. And that indicates right there we're in too big of a hurry, trying to get rid of the ball.
Now the Saints with the basketball and a chance to tie or take the lead. This is the least we've led since we scored. 43-41. 1 minute to go. There's a block by Billingsley. Billingsley comes out with it, and a foul on number 30. Brooklyn Scott.
Foul in the backcourt. That's just four. So we'll still have to go against this press right here. Three-quarter court is where we'll inbound it.
We get it into Billingsley. 55 seconds to go. Two-point lead. Right now we got three girls chasing Billingsley. They get it into Searcy. Searcy dribbling way too much. Coach Bishop realized that, and he's going to call the Poultry South timeout wisely. 43 seconds to go. As they take this Poultry South timeout, we'll take it with them. Balls clinging to a two-point lead with 43 to go in the basketball. They'll be inbounding on their own baseline when we come back. You're listening on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network from Radio Alabama Sports on Classic Country 90.9.
Integrity Cabinets was started in 2004 to manufacture custom cabinets with the promise to always conduct business with integrity. The owners have more than 75 years of combined experience in every facet of the cabinet industry. Their focus is on the customer to give them what they need and what they want. If you're looking to start your career or change the direction of your career, the Integrity team wants to talk to you. The website is integritycabinets.com. Integrity Cabinets is proud to sponsor Classic Country 90.9.
This is District Attorney Joe Fickwit serving Clay and Coosa counties. Telephone and online scams targeting our citizens are on the rise. If you get a suspicious call, hang up immediately and report it to your local law enforcement. Never give out personal or financial information over the phone. Let's protect our citizens and stop these criminals in their tracks. Stay alert, stay safe.
District Attorney Joe Fickwit is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
We get the ball inbound and get it down to Heffin. She can't get it to go, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Saints.
We ran a good inbound play, getting it down to the post to Searcy.
To Heflin. Heflin goes to the basket. Shot no good, but she's fouled. That's twice to Heflin to the basket. Think those are wise plays. Just kind of spread things out and get Heflin one-on-one. She hit her last two free throws. These would be very big ones with 34 seconds to go.
No doubt. And those are only two she's had today.
And she made the first, Coach. She got out there and hung on the front of the rim and fell back in. That thing touched every bit of the rim but got his money's worth and went through the net. She made them both. Big ones right there. Four-point lead for the ball, 34 seconds to go.
And right now, Selma's really got to hurry.
27 seconds. We leave Carter wide open for a three. It rimmed out, and Heflin on the rebound. Just hold it. They got to foul you.
And she double dribbled.
All we got to do is hold it. I mean, they've got to foul you.
Yeah, our natural instinct is just take off.
And we got the possession error in the Carter. They get it down low to Holt and a wide open lay-in. Billingsley up the floor. 8 seconds. And she's fouled with 5 seconds to go. 2-point lead, 45-43. We kind of froze up on the inbound play back there, Coach, and left Holt just under the basket with nobody guarding her.
Well, the big thing here is just try, you know, make one of these for sure, or we can't get beat by a three-pointer.
She missed the first.
She missed the first one. She's 0 for 5 now today from the foul line. Now, this is a key shot because it could put us up three.
She made it.
Now they've got to have a three to tie. There's only 5.8, so I'm imagining they're going to do something here for a three.
Coach Bishop calls a full timeout.
We foul them?
We could, Coach. We could definitely consider fouling from the floor if we can make sure, let them get it to about half court. Let's just stay right here a second. You know, let them get their second pass or get it up around half court, go for a steal, and if we don't get the steal, foul. Well, I think that might be not be a bad way to play it.
There's two trains of thought there, you know, and then.
What would you do, Coach? What do you think you would do?
I would, with a three-point lead, I'd play it out. And I would tell our players, don't foul a person shooting the ball under any circumstance. Because you don't want them making a three tying it. You certainly don't want to make it a three and give them an extra foul shot. And what's the
odds? Do you press them here where we kind of relax?
Yeah, I put pressure on. I stay off the inbound and pressure the other people. Make them use time.
And it looks like.
But even if you foul, player. Rusty, you still got to guard against the missed free throw and the putback.
You do.
All right,
they get the ball inbounding. And that's Carter.
And there's a foul.
And Heffin's going to foul out for no reason. With 2 seconds. They were not going to get a shot off.
If they did, it was going to be a desperation. Yeah, Zakaria just fouled out.
And all she had to do was slide over and be square, and it's a charge.
Well, we're in pretty good shape here. You know, the only way they got a chance here is make this first free throw, miss the second one, and get a putback.
Coach, we come back in boys and won a game with 6.6 seconds. She missed the first. Now they're in desperation mode for real.
Well, the only chance they've got now is to miss this on purpose and get it outside the 3-point.
There's only 2 seconds left. Carter shooting a free throw. And she made it. We just got to get it inbounded, and we do. Clock running. And they tip it out. And the Vols will win 46-44. They'll be going to the Sweet 16 with a two-point victory as they knock the ball out of bounds. But before it goes out of bounds, the clock goes dry. Billingsley kind of thought the time was going to run a little faster than it did, but that's where we'll end. We'll come back. We'll recap this one, and we'll get ready for the boys' game as the Volunteer girls pick up a sub-region man, and they're going to Montgomery in the Sweet 16 and a regional. We'll talk about it when we come back right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Is it time for a career change? Cook Foods of Ashland Complex features a variety of careers with excellent benefits and room for advancement. Current openings include various hourly positions at our processing plant, feed mill, hatchery, and live hall department. Support staff positions are also available, such as accounting, HR, purchasing, QA, and truck drivers. The website is cookfoods.com/careers. Cook Foods of Ashland is proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network. Go Vols!
Support for Classic Country 90.9 comes from the Law Office of Tyler Sims, providing legal services in personal injury, estate planning, criminal defense, and juvenile matters. The Law Office of Tyler Sims offers legal support with a focus on client care and community values. Tyler is dedicated to providing thoughtful and reliable service to his clients. More information is available at sims.law. The Law Office of Tyler Sims is the official law firm of the Clay Central Sports Network.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is John Holder with High School Football Alabama. Before my family decides to crank up the grill, we make the trip to Matthews Meat Market. The location on Highway 78 near Oxford works for us, but the Lima location on Highway 49 also has all of the same great quality meats. Whether you're looking for thick ribeyes or ground beef, Matthews is your go-to place. They also have Gulf shrimp, Boston butts and brisket, and even frozen vegetables. Matthews Meat Market, proud to sponsor local sports coverage on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys assist clients in auto and motorcycle accidents, 18-wheeler collisions, boating accidents, wrongful death, medical malpractice, premises liability, and workplace injuries, and is known for compassionate, informed representation. Attorneys handle each case personally, not through case managers. Info is available at tpharlaw.com, T-P-H-A-R-R-law.com, or 256-487-6080. Farr and Associates Injury Attorneys is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than those by other lawyers.
This is the Alta Point Health post-game show on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
This is Rusty Taylor, Coach Weems, and also Jeremy Character. His Lady Vols have picked up a two-point victory there, 46-44, to win a sub-region, go to the regional play down in Montgomery later in the week. We're thinking that's going to be Thursday, but we'll be informing you more. But Jeremy, a dominant first half, but things got real tight for the ball. Sherry's hat got there.
It looks like we got real conservative because for the totals for the Lady Vols, we had 32 turnovers. That second half, they just got real sloppy, and they were catching us at half court. We had 34 rebounds total. We were shooting 16 for 38 in the paint and 3 for 15 in threes, where Selma only had 19 turnovers the whole game, 20 rebounds. So the Lady Vols were dominating boards, just getting those rebounds, just turning it over once we got them. And then shooting 10 for 28 in the paint, and Selma was 4 for 25 on threes.
Thank you, Jeremy. Jeremy does a great job with the stats. And remember, now we're going to stick right here and close this game out, but we want to make you understand the boys are warming up and getting ready to go. But, Coach, look back at some scoring stats there from that girl's big win.
Well, the Volunteers had Ramiah Billingsley with 15 and Zakira Heflin with 14. And then Blair Wheeler with 8. Those were the three leading scorers. For Selma, Ronisha Parker had 19 points. Madison Holt, 12. Those two led Selma in scoring today. So very good balance with two in double figures, one almost there with 8 for the Vols today.
Well, Coach, as we look back each and every game, we do a Piggly Wiggly play of the game. That game very much back and forth fair there. But we've chose, I think it's wisely. But it was a free throw. Ramon Millingsley had two right there with 5.5 seconds to go. And we were leading by two. She missed the first, made the second one to make it a three-point lead, which really changed what, you know, they could do. And then we were able to get by with a foul, and it worked out.
Yeah, it changed the strategy for Selma because it forced them with time situation to go for three. And then we fouled them before they could get into that three. So I think that free throw was a big key, big play in that game.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, let's talk about our AGL Solid Waste Authority player of the game. We do one each game. The Volunteers pick up a big victory. And today, our AGL Solid Waste Authority player of the game for the girls is Ramiah Billingsley. Give us a few of her stats that we have.
Well, we mentioned 15 points, and she stepped up at the right time today in the big game. She always made, every time Selma was making a run, she'd make a shot to end that run. She stepped up at the right time, made key plays, and was a kind of a solidifier out there on the floor for this team today, I thought.
Absolutely. She's done a good job controlling things with Heflin, Coach. We talked about it coming in. Zakira Heflin was in foul trouble, and we needed Ramiah to step up, and she did.